This is the Harper Audio edition of Fair Tax, The Truth, Answering the Critics. The book was written by Neil Bortz and Congressman John Linder with the help of Rob Woodall. And this voice you hear reading the book to you is that of Neil Bortz. Now, the first segment of the book, we entitled Preface, The Birth of a Movement. Now, you know how these conversations get started. You and a few friends start talking about how to make the world a better place. You have those conversations all the time, don't you? Most likely something, good or bad, has happened recently to precipitate it. Maybe one of you's had a stroke of good fortune, a new job, a successful new business venture, a wedding, a new birth in the family. Maybe one of you has witnessed a tragedy, found a new gratefulness for what you have. Maybe you've just received a big hug from your spouse and kids, and you just have that all is right with the world feeling that you want to share with other people. However it starts, this kind of conversation, how can you spread the feeling? How can we make things better for others, as good as the way they've been going for us? In the case of the fair tax now, the conversation lasted 12 years so far, and it's still going. We've all talked about taxes at one time or another, and most of us have wished or we've wondered about how to improve the mess that is our federal income tax system. Many of us have even wondered about other kinds of taxes, including consumption taxes and sales taxes. It was a group of three men in Texas in 1995 whose thoughts first led them to the idea of the fair tax, and their conversation started that same way. What's wrong here? How can we help fix it? What made this an unusual conversation is that it was a conversation among men of means. I mean big-time means. Each one of these men, a fabulously successful businessman and a philanthropist in his own right. These three men had recently participated in a successful campaign to bring about change in Texas, their home. An effort that saved Texans $1.5 billion in insurance premiums in the first 3 years alone. The conversation on this day in Texas was how their Texas experience could help them tackle a national problem. Now let's think beyond Texas, they said. What are the pressing problems that are hurting our nation as a whole? Too many regulations? Too little participation in what we call the democratic process? Wait. What about this terrible tax code of ours? Each of these men has spent countless hours pondering business decisions based not on what was good or bad for their employees, customers, and shareholders, but rather on what would have been the tax implications. Now, instead, they began to imagine a system in which decisions, business decisions, could be based on what's best for the individual or the business, rather than on what would fly under our convoluted tax code. Each one of these men knew that the tax code was crippling our economy. Now they started talking about what they could do about it. There was just one difference between our own idle conversations and this conversation. These men would act on their ideas. They resolved to start with a completely blank slate and see where the effort led them. As they started researching the project, examining volumes of tax literature, they found an endless trail of ideas for tweaking the current code to achieve specific economic or social goals. If you want to encourage ethanol production, do this. If you want to help marriages stay together, do that. If you want to help keep manufacturing jobs in this country, try the other thing. All of these prescriptions, many of which ran counter to one another, were predicated on changing the current federal income tax code. As the Fair Tax founders looked further, however, they found another collection of articles out there, a smaller but more intriguing body of thought by scholars and theorists who believed that the United States would be best served by broad reform and bigger ideas. It was in those articles that they first came upon the idea of optimum reform.